This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
888-957-9570. Line them up. Deal or no deal. You want Giannis or do you not want Giannis? And explain yourself on why you wouldn't want Giannis. 888-957-9570. Line them up right now. Deal or no deal. Do you want Giannis? And I'm kind of with the Warrior fans right now that we've read so far. There's been a loud minority here. They don't want Giannis. They want to play the court. They want to see this thing through. I'm kind of with them. I want to see it through too. I like this roster right now. Do we need to go big game hunting right now? Do you want to just sell mortgage and future for Giannis right now? Is that guaranteeing us a championship? I don't know. I don't know about that.
In honor of All Saints Day, as a kid who went to St. Gabriel's, let me blast the trumpet very loud for you, okay? As the St. Gabriel did. You sound crazy. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo, okay? I like the young guys too. And I'm not sitting here trying to make hypothetical, mythical trades to get rid of everyone. But if Giannis can find his way to Golden State, you kind of feel obligated to do whatever you have to do to bring Giannis, a multi-time all-star.
I hear you.
Who, like, obviously, we know he's been injured and all those things. Like, I get all that. There are less risks in acquiring Giannis than there ever were with swinging a deal for Andrew Wiggins. You know, like, when a guy of his caliber wants to come to you, and you have a superstar like Steph Curry, who probably wants to play with him and has been flirting with him publicly and privately for quite some time in terms of joining up. Come on. Come on. We sound crazy. We sound crazy. Like, take a step back. Take a step back. Tell the rest of the Western Conference, yeah, the Warriors said no to Giannis. They would laugh at us.
They wouldn't say no to Giannis. That's the thing. But we're not making the deal. Lakers would make the deal. And we'd all live with it. We would. But right now, is it just fun? We can't just preach, man, this is fun. This is new. This is fresh. Wow, look at Buddy, look at Wiggins, look at Kuminga, look at Pods. And then all of a sudden we want to dump all these guys? I don't know. Let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. Jonathan, you're a big Warrior fan. You're rational. You're logical. Come on, Jonathan. What would you do here? Deal or no deal?
No deal, bro. I'd rather stay pat, stay on course, stay organic. I'd rather win with guys in the draft pick, finds like Yield and Waters, you know, guys that didn't pan out, and now they're blooming like wildflowers. I'd rather win with those. Remember 22? How sweet was 22? Winning with Wiggins, winning with a guy who nobody likes. Mm. I'd rather win like that. And also, bro, if this pans out really good, they're going to be in the hunt for a lot of years. You know, going after Giannis and trading for the, you know, trading away the farm, that might guarantee you one, maybe one, right? And after that, what do you do? You find another batch of guys. It's hard to find players, bro. They already found their dudes.
What if I told you that Steph Curry is a one of one?
So much sweeter.
But what if I told you that Steph Curry is a one of one and the chances of having a player like that, you know, is almost never going to happen again for the Golden State Warriors. And so you kind of owe it to yourself to do whatever you can to get the fifth.
No, but even bringing in Giannis is not going to be a guarantee. Look at what's happening with them. They brought in Lillard and it's not working.
Steph's way better than Lillard.
We're already seeing, you know, what is very good and it could be great. It could be great.
Jonathan.
Hey, what weighs more?
I, Jonathan, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm agreeing with you. It's good to hear from you, Jonathan. And look at this, 405 Comcast Business Sex Line. Nope, I like this group. We just need a big that can handle the insight with the better teams. Just like they laughed at us when we passed on Kevin Love, who is a superstar.
Kevin Love.
510, Giannis ain't the superstar that works for the Warriors. The Suns, 415. Suns traded all their core away for KD, and they haven't sniffed the NBA Finals.
Kevin Love, who had never... Had he even been in the playoffs with Minnesota?
No, he wasn't, but he was considered a star at the time.
Okay, but there's a big difference.
He was.
There's a bit, like, if we're going top of the mark is a Giannis, right? That's top of the mark. How many elevator floors down before I get to Timberwolves Kevin Love? Come on, people.
He was a hot commodity back then. He was a hot commodity, and they wanted a lot. And Jerry West and Bob Myers stepped in. No deal.
He was a 2020 machine.
2020, he was a machine. Machine. Now, there's a lot of people who say, hey, look, we got a deal for Giannis. 408, deal for Giannis. As long as we keep Curry, Dre, Looney, and Buddy Hield. That's a hell of a five right there. You guys are high. Giannis might be a top 10 player of all time when it's all said and done. Come on, bro. Wouldn't you trade for him? He ain't no top 10 player of all time.
Well, I don't know about that.
When it's all said and done, he ain't cracking no top 10.
I wouldn't say that, but he's one of the greatest players of this generation. It's like you can't even argue it, right?
707, give me some Giannis all day, every day.
I mean, this feels, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills when I hear people saying, like, nah, especially knowing, like, it'd be one thing of like, hey, Kuminga's contract's like 2 or 3 years down the road. I get a little runway. Like, I got to make a decision in 65 games, 75 games. Like, do I want to give this guy $40 million a year? Now, things could change, like the stock market. I could pivot. But as of today, I'm sorry. Like, I'm taking Giannis.
Joe in the 818. Joe, what's the price for Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. And you guys, I wonder if you agree on this. You know, you're going to have to give up the moon, the sun and the stars for him, young players, draft picks. And that's a good thing. He's a good thing. I don't know. He does once in a while have a little injury problem. That's tough. You know, when you look at the team right now, they're so young and they've got such great young players. You wonder, do you go for Giannis or do you say, hey, we've got 25, 26, 20. We got all these draft picks coming at us. And you'll finally, you got a lot of young players, so you can actually look for a big man in the draft. So I don't know. Maybe they should get a serviceable. I know it's tough trying to find a big man that can play, you know, 10, 15 minutes a game to add to the big guys we've got. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that this team lost in the play-in game last year, and I think they need to do everything they can to catapult themselves into an upper echelon Western Conference team. And this is the kind of move that does it.
Some would say they're already there, Shasky. Some believe they're already there.
So a couple of wins. I just want to make sure we're clear here.
Listen.
So a couple of wins against the Blazers, against the Jazz, and the Pelicans has you saying that they are already there.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying people feel like that. I'm not saying that at all. And don't do that
saying?
Because you, Mr. Oh, I'm having so much fun. We may have something here.
We might have something, but there's a big difference between we might have something.
Shout out to my guy, Brad, Warriors Huddle.
Uh-huh.
He goes, Bonte, that unnamed player who told you they're going to win 50 games, I'm starting to drink that Kool-Aid.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people are starting to drink that Kool-Aid. What if they are top 14 right now? It could be in the West. Denver's not the same team.
Who's guarding Jokic?
Denver's not the same team.
I know Giannis can for stretches.
Jokic is good today. Denver has had to go to overtime to beat the Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
And their bench is thin. Warriors are running 12 deep, going up and down, letting it fly. Right, Spadone? You kind of look, Spadone's feeling me. Listen.
12 deep is not realistic. That's not a real rotation. Like, eventually that's going to get tapered down.
We'll see.
We have to,
Steve Kerr play 10 guys in the first quarter of an NBA Finals game. You want to dare him not to do this?
We'll see.
You would agree with me. You would agree with me, Bonte, that a 12-man rotation is not sustainable for the long run, right? Like we could be reasonable.
You want roles. You want roles. Listen. Hey, one texter 510. Give us the Greek Freak. If we passed on him, this will be like the Niners passing on Tom Brady.
I kind of feel him on that.
This is to say Bonte would trade the farm for a rental Shohei Ohtani last year. Come on, bro. What the difference is.
What?
The Warriors farm system is a lot better than whatever the Giants farm system was. The Giants had no farm. So, yeah, trade everybody. Clean house for Shohei. Josh on 580. Let's get to Josh on 580. And then we'll get to Shameless shout outs. Line them up 888-957-9570. What's up, Josh?
My guys, happy Friday to y'all, man. Trade everything for Giannis immediately. Immediately. Thank you know you. Why? But you know why? You know why? Because it's like, once you get that, we always talk about, do players want to come to the Bay Area? Do they want to come to San Francisco? Yada, yada. They will if it's Stephen Giannis. Get the bargain. You're going to get all the vet meds. You're going to get a bunch of role players that want to come and play with those two guys for the next 4 or 5 years. That's got 4 or 5 years on them. You get Giannis, you're going to get everybody. Buddy will take a cheaper contract. You keep him. If you got to give up Wiggins, Kuminga, 2, 3, 4 first-round picks, it doesn't matter because Giannis is the future. You don't need picks when you have Giannis, right? He is the future. You can then get other people to come play if you have Steph for 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I thought about this 2 years ago before he signed his big contract. I thought he was going to do it. You know, he signed the contract. Great. But they're not winning, and, you know, Doc Rivers is not a good coach, so they're not going to win. So he might as well come on, make his way over, baby. Yeah, let's go. I'm kind of excited about this, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You like this, huh?
What side are you on?
Don't worry.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I'm on the side of the Warriors winning games. That's the side I'm on. So however they win games, so I'm with it.
The pendulum hill.
Hey, no, I'm not. I like my young guys. I told you, uh-huh. The unnamed player told me 50 wins. I said, yeah, I'm with you. I'm riding with you. I'll ride with him.
Okay, so I'm asking you right now to make a definitive yay or nay. If a Giannis deal is on the table, are you in or out? I'm not saying who to trade. I'm not going to just, listen, are you in or out? I want you to tell me.
I'm in on the process of Mike Dunleavy making the right moves to help the Warriors win games.
What does that even mean? Mr. Stand on Business. Are you going to stand on business?
I'm standing on the Warriors winning games. Whatever it takes to win games and win championships, I'm all for it. And that's the vision of Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy. If they believe Giannis can help them win a championship, then so be it. If they believe that they don't need a Giannis, I'm with them. I like what I'm seeing right now. Listen to this. 415, ask me again after this 5-game road trip. So I'll give you a hypothetical. What if they went 4-1 on this road trip? What if they went 4-1? Great. How are we going to be feeling?
I still want Giannis. Because that point about Tom Brady's a great one. Like, when the great players want to come to you got it. You got to do it. I mean, like, I'm not saying you do it no matter what. You trade everything. But if there's even a reasonable opportunity to bring a guy like Giannis in, you have to explore it. And you have to do it.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
Exactly, BPA. Listen, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're going to give Kuminga $38 to $42 million.
Kuminga might be that dude. He's only 22 years old. Look what he's doing. Real quick. I say no to Giannis. 925. I say no to Giannis. This is the first time in a while we have depth. I would not sacrifice what we have for one superstar. That's from the 925. Now, the 510, play that Mike Singletary job. I want winners.
Exactly.
One ring in 10 years ain't it. this is awesome. This is awesome. 510. How about this? Some basketball X's and O's here. Giannis, don't know. He can't shoot. Does collapse defensive for 3-point shooters. Can he play center?
Okay. They're playing lineups with Kuminga, TJD, and Draymond, and none of them can shoot. What are we doing?
707.
What are we doing?
707. If they go 4-1 after this road trip, we stay the course.
This is what will happen. The second they get Giannis, and Spadoni, I'm looking at you right now. The second the deal goes through, and if it does ever happen, Bonte will walk in on the morning roast at 6:06. He'll say, what I'm saying is, and I know Shasky believes in me, is that I think the Warriors could go on a deep run.
That's what we're saying out loud, Shasky and I. That we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely. That's what Shasky. We will both be saying Shasky. In our Greek freak jerseys given to us by the great Raymond Ritter.
Shasky, who's to say?
I could take one.
Who's to say I don't believe that right now?
Well, I don't know what you believe. Humpty, get off the fence and let me know. Are you in or out?
as a member of the Warriors pre- and post-game show, I plead the fifth. I'm all for winning, whatever it takes to win. So if it's Giannis, great. If it's not Giannis, awesome. I did say I take Embiid over Giannis. I think Embiid's a better player, more skillful player.
I'm not touching Embiid. You want to talk about being injured.
Well, yeah, but he's injured.
I was going to get into that with Giannis real quick. So last year he played in all of the games that he was available for, started all. This says 73 here. I don't know why it says 70. Or no, he didn't actually play all of them. Check that, 73. And then prior to that, 63, 67, 61.
More than Draymond.
63. But I'm just, track record.
You know?
Injury report. He'd be a feature.
He'd be a feature.
Got Boxer and Gerson.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I think that anyone calling in saying that they're not taking Giannis
sounds completely crazy. We had three calls.
Bring the state wars back. We need some Are we in the Arkham Asylum? What is going on here?
Carter, you're a diehard Warrior fan. What are you doing?
This sounds insane.
There's no question. I'm trading anything and everything and going to get Giannis. It changes the Warriors completely. They are immediately in championship contention.
Sorry to cut you off. You guys are enamored by names too much. Let's just sit back and assess the situation.
Bradley Beal, who's won nothing, who's done nothing.
Well, a lot of people wanted Bradley Beal. I don't know what the hell you wanted.
You vote back and forth
every single day. You're the president of the Pivot Don't Panic movement.
Exactly.
So I don't know what the hell you want on even given day.
Yeah, but there's stars, then there's all stars, there's superstars, and then there's face of the league. You know what I mean? And we're talking about a face of the league, one of the best players that maybe will play in our lifetime.
Right? It's like you're at the top of the mark. You're overlooking the entire downtown. I mean, you're in the top. That's where Giannis is. All right? Him and Steph are up there. There's a couple of other guys up there. LeBron, whatever. Maybe I'll let Luka up into that room. Right? Jokic is clearly in that room. And then you go down about 12 levels, and then you get to like whatever Minnesota Timberwolves Kevin Love was, or a couple floors below that, you got Bradley Beal making a ton of money. Like, come on. Like, right, Carter? Like, there's levels to this.
Wait till Spadoni grabs his one cut. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. 888-957-9570. Deal or no deal? Are you willing to mortgage a future for Giannis Antetokounmpo? 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. 5-0 Warrior fans that say they don't want Giannis are okay with being marginal and not winning anything. Imagine the Heat saying no to LeBron in 2010. 5-0 I would trade Ponte to Milwaukee pregame for Giannis.
What? That's
not you know what? I'd trade myself to Milwaukee if I knew the Warriors. Milwaukee is a great town. Great brats. I'm not a beer guy, but I do love me some cheese.
Ponte, the second Giannis comes to the Warriors, you know you're going to be like... Babe, clear June. We're going to be working.
And you know what?
Cancel the trips.
No,
European extravaganza will be featuring the Greek islands of Mykonos, Crete, and Santorini.
I'm going to Greece.
Hey, babe, how does Abu Dhabi sound for 2 weeks? Two oh two, Comcast Business Text Line. Giannis and Draymond defensively is the best front court in the game.
That's what
there's
I'm
no doubt about that.
That's a lockdown.
There's no doubt
Come
about
on.
That.
You're like, the spacing as I'm watching it, like the three guys just throw bricks up, okay, who can't dribble and shoot. Like, give me a break.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Hey, by the way, a little birdie told me back on ESPN 1320.
What's that?
KC and D-Lo are petrified of the Warriors getting Giannis.
Are they? I love how you're always monitoring what's going on.
I monitor everything, buddy. I got binoculars everywhere. I may not tweet as much, but the binoculars are out.
So does Giannis own Sabonis, or does Sabonis own Giannis?
Because
there's
like
some odd Anthony Davis Sabonis.
Yeah,
style.
Like Anthony Davis like never beat Sabonis up until last week or whenever it happened, and that really upset Kyle Draper.
So Spadoni, he would have set this up here. What did I just send you? I just sent you something here.
So this is from Bonte Hill. You sent me this interview you had in the locker room last time. This was back in 2020, actually.
Yeah, January 8th, 2020.
Oh, before everything shut down.
Correct. Yeah. So this was during that season,
I miss those days.
It was Greek Heritage Night that night, Bonte Hill. And you had a little back and forth with one Giannis Antetokounmpo in the locker room. Let's take a listen.
Giannis, it was Greek Heritage Night here at Chase Center, and I don't know if you read the internet or newspapers around here, but a lot of people out here obviously want you, a lot of Warrior fans with Giannis jerseys. What did you think about the reception, and what do you think about all the noise here?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I had the chance a little bit in the half. I saw them dancing and playing Greek music, and it was nice. It was nice. It was nice to have Greek fans out there, you know, supporting the Bucks, supporting me and my brother. Yeah, as I said, it's always nice to have them around.
What do you think about some Warrior fans basically having your jersey, your name on Warrior uniforms? What do you think about all that noise?
I didn't see that.
You see none of that?
No, I didn't see
that. They had a couple out there. What do you think about that?
Just wanted to question.
What the hell?
No.
By the way, I mean, hey, I need you to move over. That's the narcissist seat. That's what I would say immediately when I got to the Warriors. Everyone's going to have to move around. One of you is going to have to get in the back row. Yep.
Hey, Gee, move out of the way.
Hey, Gee.
Don't you disrespect Gee Santos on this show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my guy. But I'm looking at the comments here in this tweet. Bayshon, our boy Bayshon.
Yeah,
salute to Bonte Hill. Sam Esfandiari, Bonte Myers, our boy Sheev, Warriors World, legend. My boy Juice, he knew the question before you asked it.
Yeah, he's ready. They have Victor. Been flirting for 5 years. This is obvious.
Andy and Sam ruined the dynasty, and Bonte Hill is bringing it back for the love of the game. My boy Jason Jones, you got media members out here tampering.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.